This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. New indictments were announced on Thursday in the U.S. against alleged Russian military cyber criminals. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The FBI special agent in charge of Maryland, where some computer systems were used to launch the cyber attack in Ukraine just weeks before the war in 2022.
These six criminals aim to cripple Ukraine's government and critical infrastructure by targeting their finances, agriculture, emergency services, healthcare, and schools.
Some U.S. companies were unknowingly involved, so the Justice Department is offering a $60 million reward to help find the suspects. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Ukraine's top military commander said in an interview broadcast on Thursday, Kyiv's incursion into Russia's southern Kursk region was working, and there'd been no Russian advances on a key sector of the Eastern Front for 6 days. Ukraine's military poured into the Kursk region last month and says it's captured dozens of settlements. Meanwhile, Russia's forces have been moving forward slowly on the eastern front in Ukraine's Donetsk region, particularly near the town of Pokrovsk. Ukrainian commander Oleksandr Sirsky, interviewed by CNN, said the Russian advances had been stopped. The Democratic of Congo received its first batch of Mpox vaccines on Thursday, which health authorities hope will help curb an outbreak that has prompted the UN to declare a global public health emergency. Congo is the epicenter of the outbreak, which has spread to neighboring countries and elsewhere, but a lack of vaccines in Africa has hampered efforts to stop the spread of the sometimes deadly disease. A plane carrying doses touched down in the capital.